OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicking spot. It's your boys. I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have a visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video? T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Yo, what it do, you guys? What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, chilling here at the Kickin' Spot. And, excuse me. I'm not sure how my voice is going to sound tonight, you guys, but I have a few cold-like symptoms. So I don't have a cold, actually, but I do have a few symptoms here. I'm not going to condone having a cold. That's not me. That's not how I do. I am not going to speak that into existence, actually. I'm going to rebuke all of those negative thoughts. But anyhow, you guys, we'll be fine, but I am kind of deep right now, you know what I'm saying, son? Yeah, boy. What it do, ma? You like that right there, son? Anyhow. okay, so, well, good evening, everyone. We are definitely here tonight at the Kicker Spot. We're going to have a blast tonight, as usual. Just to let you know, I always want to mention my Facebook. The T'Angelo Live Facebook fan page is definitely there. You guys can go to facebook.com/T'Angelo Live and just please like the page. Your support is always really appreciated. You can follow me on Twitter, which is I'm T'Angelo Live on Twitter as well. Follow me, hit me up there. A lot of few fun things going on, you know. Been posting different books for T'Angelo Live on Books, another brand we're working on. T'Angelo Live on Books is out. So for all of your book buying needs, you can go to T'AngeloLive.com, pick up your celebrity content there. And also feel free to send in your email address so you can get the email blast that we send out. All of our email, all the email blasts, you know, just keep you up to date on all things T'Angelo Live, from book signings, new book releases, different T'Angelo Live events that I'll be attending or hosting, and different guests that we'll have also here on the show. Speaking of events that we'll be hosting, this month, actually, T'Angelo Live on Books, we are partnering up with a charitable organization called Food for Heroes, and we're putting together an event called the Authors Table. It is taking place on October 28th, where we'll have a celebrity book author come in and do a discussion and signing and have a luncheon and all that jazz. It's going to be pretty awesome. I'm really excited to be, you know, working with this organization, Food for Heroes, deals with the vets. And so I get a chance to do what I love as far as hosting and entertaining. And then I also get to give back to people who have, you know, worked hard and sacrificed to allow us to do what we do today. So this is going to be an awesome event, you guys. Again, August 28th, it'll be taking place. But be sure to send me your email addresses or hit me up on any of the social media so you will be aware of the full details once they are released. All right, you guys, that's going to be awesome.
You are now tuned in to the Kicking Spot. Spot. Kicking Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Yeah, what it do? So tonight, you guys, we have another relationship tip for you. You know, I've been giving out the relationship tips here recently, and it's been very successful, so I'm just going to keep it going. The tip for this show is going to be a pretty lie or the ugly truth. What do you tell? A pretty lie or ugly truth? One of them has to be told, so we'll find out which one you'll have to go with. Also, people are talking about marriage these days. I've noticed a lot of my friends and colleagues talking about getting married and, you know, children and family life and all that jazz. And I guess in this age bracket that we're in, that's about that, you know, time. So I thought we hear a lot about, you know, how much people are not ready to get married. let's go ahead and find out what it takes to be married. So I have seven signs, you guys, seven signs that you are ready to get married. So we'll breeze through those later on tonight. And then also for tonight's show, I am most excited to introduce to you our live guest, who is book author Michael McGrew. He's a great writer and storyteller. You guys, his storytelling skills are amazing. I love telling stories as well. And it's so awesome to find someone else who can do this, you know, and give it so much enjoyment. As you're reading the letters, reading the words off the pages, you just feel like you're falling into an abyss of this other world. So Michael McGrew is definitely doing that with his new book recently released, Room 111. And then he has a couple of other books out as well, but we'll get more into details with that a little bit later when we do catch up with our friend Michael McGrew. But if you are interested in wondering more about Michael before he gets on the show, you're more than welcome to go to authorsrock2012.com. That's authors with an S, rock2012.com. And we're going to be covering more about him rocking and rolling a little bit later, too. So I'm really excited to get Mike on the phone tonight. So you definitely want to stick around for that. This will be one of the interviews that we definitely have as a part of Tiangelo Live on Books. So we'll, you know, welcome Mike as he gets here. That'll be awesome. Be sure to give us a call, you guys, here at the radio station. If you happen to want to speak with me, the host, and comment on one of the show's topics, or you feel like you want to speak to our guest tonight, feel free to call the radio line at 718-664-6543. Once again, that's 718-664-6543. You guys, we're going to take a quick musical break right here, but when we return, I will elaborate on today's relationship topic, which is a pretty lie or ugly truth. And also, you guys, don't forget to take a moment to like me on Tiangelo Live's Facebook page.
From Columbia Pictures.
And that is how a baby antelope comes into the world.
Oh, hey, Principal Betcher, you're late.
Across America, school budgets are falling.
This never happened.
But one teacher will find a way.
It's hard to believe he got 10 grand for that performance.
To fight back.
Mixed martial arts?
Do you really think that you could save the school by doing this?
I took judo. I mean, it was only for 3.5 weeks. But he said I had wicked potential.
On October 12th.
You ready?
You get knocked out cold.
I did see a unicorn. I was riding it.
Here comes the comedy. Here comes the action. Here comes the boom.
Inspiring your students, I see.
All right, let's get our story straight. Derek did it.
Kevin James.
What if I dunk this ball? Then you have dinner with me.
Deal.
That's cheating.
Dreams are about to come true.
Get. That go in?
Here comes the boom.
Boy.
think about that boy. Now I never feel the same as you and me until the end. In my booth, booth, riding. All up in that black Twitter chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you riding. In my booth, lip locking. All up in the back, cause the chick keeps flocking. All that stuff up in 10 years, stop it. London, speed it up, Houston, rock it.
Yo, 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 what it do, y'all? What's up? This your boy, T'Angelo, chilling here at the club. Nah, we're here at the Kicker Spot, you guys, and your boy, T'Angelo, chilling, having fun, everything. And, you know, I'm just taking it a little bit slower tonight only because I have some cold-like symptoms. So I, you know, got a little sniffle, a little groggy throat there, but we all good. Okay, so real quick, relationship tip of the week. It's going to be, is it a pretty lie or the ugly truth? So the issue is, you guys, where someone, you know, decides that a beautiful lie is so much easier to tell than an ugly truth. And we've all been there, I'm sure. You know, it's just what happens. And a beautiful lie allows the person who's telling a lie to help the person who is being lied to feel better about a situation. And at the moment, that seems like the best idea at times. And sometimes it is, and it works out for the best, and everyone goes home happy. But then there's also times when you tell that pretty lie and it just turns into an atrocious, ugly truth. But it happens. Now, women are always the ones who feel that they get the bat in the stick on the situations where, you know, men just happen to like to tell beautiful lies to keep them happy. And that's what it comes down to. Men usually lie. Beautiful lies are told to keep women happy. And again, this works. It always works until that ugly truth rears its ugly head. And then all hell breaks loose. Now, I know we've all heard this before. You know, what are you going to do? Tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth. But we seem to have the damnedest time following this rule. Thus, the reason I mentioned, I have asked a question, what are you going to do? So after reading blog after blog after blogs, you guys, I come to find out that everyone kept saying they prefer the truth, they prefer the truth, they prefer the truth. And and I have to say that it's probably the best thing of all. I was trying to find at least one person who would prefer the little lie, but I didn't find one. And when it comes down to it, you guys, the truth is best. If not to the person you're lying to, try your best not to lie to yourself. And that's where things get really bad, because a lot of people lie to themselves. And they end up staying in a relationship for years and years because they will not tell themselves the truth, which is they don't want to be in this relationship anymore. Granted, it might be a beautiful lie that you guys look cute together and y'all go out to the events together. But when it comes down to it, you're going to hurt yourself and the person you're lying to, the person you're lying to, which is you, and the person you're in a relationship with, because it's an ugly, ugly truth. Excuse me. Now, sometimes we even hide the truth, hoping it will never come to light. But in most cases, it does. It may not happen, you know, at first. It may not happen in a week or two. But eventually, the truth does come up. Why? Because it's the truth. It never changes. Lies have tendencies to alter, to fit this new situation, to fit a time period that, you know, you're in today, or you forgot what you said last time, and so you've adjusted it today. And the worst thing about a beautiful lie, when you were beautifully lied to, it's the worst when you hear about the ugly truth from someone else other than the person who lied to you. Like out in the streets from a friend or from a relative, then that pretty lie becomes a ferocious truth. You know, that you don't you hate that? You know, when someone tells you, you know, let's just say your best friend or someone canceled on you because their dog had to go to the hospital that night or whatever, so they didn't go to dinner with you. And then later on you find out from a classmate or something, really? I thought she went to that concert with the other homie. And that's how you find out through the course of someone else telling you. That always sucks. So you guys, let's just try our best to stick to the truth. And the reason it's a relationship tip is because I just keep hearing about people who go through this. And I did have a friend who had a hidden truth. It wasn't so much a beautiful lie as it was a hidden truth. And it could possibly rear its ugly head, but wasn't going to. And she just thought that it was best to tell her partner, you know, the truth at just a random time. She just told him. And, of course, he was pissed and didn't really like hearing it. But in the end, they're still together, happily ever after, married, matter of fact. And he respected her so much more because he did tell her. I mean, because she did tell him. And it wasn't something he had to find out through some other means, you know. And so it definitely worked in that situation. And I guess I'm going to just end with this. People seem to respect you more when you tell the truth, even though they you might lose a friend or you might lose something that you love by offering the truth. But all in all, you know that it was destiny that you had lost it, because with truth, it always is and always will be. The truth never changes, but lies themselves have expiration dates. So, you guys, let's do our best.
T'Angelo, ticket spot. Hey, what's up? It's your boy T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Ticket Spot.
All righty, you guys. So we talked. I was telling you guys earlier that there's 7 signs that you are ready to get married. Because again, it seems like marriage is in the air, and a lot of people are starting to do it, or starting to feel like, you know, it's time, or questioning is it time. And so, versus telling you all the reasons you should not get married, I have a few reasons how you know that you are ready to get married. Number one on the list, I'm going to have to go with you have dated around. I'm a big fan of this. You have to have experienced life a little bit, you know. I think that you should go out, you know, have a few solid relationships under your belt. I'm not saying go out and just date the world, no. But do have a couple relationships in your pocket so you know how relationships work and you know what you are like and what you truly appreciate and what you want in your future wife or husband. And by kind of, you know, it's kind of like driving the first car, you know, drive around a little bit, see what you like, drive some cars, see what you like, and learn a little about yourself. So definitely date around a little bit. Number two, you guys have similar goals. This is major, in my opinion. You want to find someone who has goals like you or something similar so you guys can ensure that the lifestyle is designed properly. If you find that your lifestyles are somewhere close to each other, let's say, you know, to be a scuba diver, he has to live next to the ocean, and you want to do something that requires you not to be near the ocean, you might have a problem. You know, so definitely settle down with someone who has something kind of similar to your lifestyle and your goals. City folk versus, you know, more suburban areas, things of that nature. Number three, you don't want to change him or her. That's a big one, you guys. When you find someone that you like just the way they are, that's a good sign that you probably should tie them down immediately, okay? If you adore everything about him or her, you know, everything about your partner, and even the weird, quirky things about them you like, and even it irritates you, you're like, ugh, it's irritating, but it's just my partner. Again, another person you should tie down, because you're not going to find someone who's squeaky clean. They're going to frustrate you somehow, but you understand those frustrations are all a part of it, and it's not that it makes you so mad that you want to rip them apart. You just have to get over it and digress. So that's number two. I mean, number three, someone that you don't want to change. That is, like, so major to me. Probably should be number one. Anyhow, number four, your connection is tight out of bed as well as it is inside. It really sucks when you guys have a great physical connection and you guys are in the bed rolling around and it's amazing, and then you guys sit across from each other at the breakfast table with no dialogue. Awkward. Yeah, definitely find somebody who you know, you chill with and connect with outside the bedroom as well as you do inside. Number five, you are not living out a bridal fantasy. That's another one. For some of the ladies, I put that in there. I found some people who like to get married just for the whole idea of getting married, you know, posting on Facebook how awesome it is, you know, with pictures of themselves in these different gowns and dresses and showing off that he brought you this ring and you got this, you got that. Yeah, calm all that down. Calm all that down. If you're able to know that you're just getting married because of the love that you two of you have, you just might be ready. Both of you guys are able to resolve fights. I think this is great. After you have a disagreement and it seems very easy to apologize and move on past this argument, good one. Good one. Lock that down. You don't want a person who continues to push your buttons and tries to anger you and keeps trying to make you madder and madder and madder. Not a good sign. But you find that person who's ready to get over it with you, lock them down. Definitely lock them down. And then this one right here is number 7 because it's like, I think it's a big thing, but it's not major, but it definitely plays a role, which is your friends and family digs your partner. I think that's awesomeness. You know, if your family's like, oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. Don't let this one go. You've had a couple I didn't like. This one I like. And, you know, your moms usually know. But the chicks, your pops usually know. You know what I'm saying? If they find that they like the character and, you know, they're like, oh, this is a good one. They mingle well with your friends and family and aren't too, they don't stick out and they seem to blend in very well and they're very people person-y and stuff. A good one, you guys. A good one to definitely lock down. So it's just a few tips to know that you're ready to get married, you know. If they vibe with the family and you guys get over fights really good and you guys are not living out some fantasy that's stupid, you guys connect very well in and outside the bed, you don't want to change your partner, which is really big. You love them the way they are. You guys share similar goals and you kind of dated around and experienced life. I say, well, dang it, go ahead and let the wedding bells ring. And you say those, what's those words they say? I'm not going to say that. Okay, you guys, listen, we're going to take a quick break really quickly. But when we return, we're going to be talking with our boy, Michael McGrew. He is a book author who has recently released his recent book. Wow, I did just say that. My bad. Okay. Michael McGrew has recently released Room 111, a really good book with drama and suspense and detail and a great story, you guys. So definitely stick around. When we get right back, we'll talk to Michael right after this.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is your host, T'Angelo, and we are doing what it do at the Kicker Spot. Hey, doing what it do at the Kicker Spot. What? I'll see a little freestyle right there. Y'all like that? Y'all like that little freestyle? Yeah, don't jock. Okay. Anyhow, you guys, we are here about to hang out with our boy, Michael McGrew, the book author, recently released Room 111, a great novel here. Suspense, fun. Well, fun because it's a great story, right? The topic and stuff is a lot of fun and suspenseful, but anyhow, I'm not going to tell you guys all about it. I'm going to let him do it himself. So without further ado, let me go ahead and welcome Michael McGrew to the Kicker Spot.
What's up, everybody? How you doing, man? Thanks for having me, T'Angelo.
Most definitely. Thank you for coming and chilling. How you doing?
Oh, man, better than yesterday, but not as good as tomorrow, man. One step closer to my goal, you know?
All right, there. Now, someone write that down. I'm better than yesterday. Better than yesterday. What? Say that again. I can write that down.
Well, first of all, man, I got a disclaimer. So you can only use it one time. It's a free trial before I bill you. But it's
I'm getting a T-shirt made. I'm getting a T-shirt made. Don't worry.
No, man,
oh, yeah.
It's better than yesterday, but not as good as tomorrow.
Well, that's what's up. Well, definitely, I love the optimism. That's what's up.
Oh yeah.
Well, great. Well, let's see here. You live in Los Angeles, correct?
Yeah, man, born and raised, man, native. I just, moved back out here about 2.5 years ago from Virginia. I was out in Virginia from 2000 to 2009, actually.
Wow, culture shock.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's a big difference, man, but, you know,
right.
You learn a lot. I love to travel, you know?
That's what's up. And so how is the traffic treating you? Is it just me? Does it seem like the traffic recently has been worse than usual?
Well, I mean, wait, you can't talk about anything in regards to traffic without this 50-cent gas hike. You noticed that, right?
Oh, I put gas in my car today, and I didn't realize it until I noticed that it was done, like, pumping. And I was
yeah.
like, it ain't putting nothing in here yet.
And I think Obama's pretty upset about yesterday's debate. I don't know, man. He's a little punishment or something.
OMG. Yeah, I don't even know what they're working on. And I so have been trying to watch the debate before today's show so we could converse, and I haven't seen it yet. I've been running, and I haven't seen it. I'm hoping to watch it tonight after the show, but I have a dinner after this. You guys, someone pumping into my room or something.
Oh, man, your agenda is just as big as Obama, man. We have to call you Obama Jr. or something.
Well, I don't mind. He does dress well, so I could take that. I could take that.
I know that's right.
So let's get into you. So tell me, how do you go from being a lighting tech at VET to starting your own publishing company and becoming an accomplished writer? How does that happen?
Well, I mean, you know, every day and every way I strive to, you know, be better and better. So, I mean, at that particular time, it's a huge time difference between that, you know, those experiences. I was 18 and 19 when I got my first job at VET as a lighting technician.
Okay.
Very, very fortunate, you know, situation. I'm blessed, you know, just to even have that opportunity. Definitely wouldn't know where I'll be right now. It was a big impact on my life, man. And, you know, to this day, I thank my director of photography, Frank James, for giving me that opportunity at such a young age, man.
Big up, Frank.
Oh, yeah, you got to big up Frank, man. Got to big up Frank. You're probably listening, too, man. I sent him a text earlier. But, you know, pretty much like that was when I was 18, 19. And I started my first – actually, I published my first novel, My Kind of Girl, in 2008, sold 5,000 copies my first year. And, you know, I just, started my company, you know, Legacy Publishing Group in 2010 and 2010. So since then, just definitely been pushing, man, and I've matured a lot in this industry. You know, a lot of people know me. Definitely busy making a big impact on this particular genre, as well as, you know, other genres that I'm moving into as far as self-help, you know, self-motivation,
okay.
and things of that nature, man. And, you know, God has been good, man. I definitely can't complain.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah.
When you say into this genre, what kind of genre, what your writing style, what would it be considered?
Well, it's kind of a toss-up, to be honest, because,
okay.
You know, when I first got into the game, you know, I was reading a lot of urban fiction novels, you know, street literature, you know.
Okay.
And I've always been a big fan of Iceberg Slim, Donald Goines, and authors, you know, particularly just those authors that I read. But, you know, my first novel was gritty, and it was a movie on paper. But as I got older and more mature, I found out, you know, the most lucrative industries are like self-help, you know, how-to industries, and things
mm-hmm,
of that
mm-hmm.
nature. So, you know, as you grow, of course, you focus on, you know, where what's more lucrative, what's the best direction for you. And, you know, I don't want to pigeonhole myself. So, you know, I finished three novels. I've written six novels. I published three. I'm probably going to release two more fiction novels before I get into, you know, self-help and how-to industries. Yeah, I'm really
okay.
into, you know, it's bigger than just my product, man. I'm really just promoting literacy now. That's my goal. So,
right.
you know, just with that being in mind, man, my political agenda has been established, man. I'm building strong relationships with, you know, Councilwomen Jan Perry and Eric Garcetti and Mark Ridley Scott and the Herb Wessons and, you know, the people of those natures, man, to get endorsements. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that you know that, you know, the Guinness Corporation accepted my application to attempt to break
yeah.
the biggest book signing record. So,
no, I didn't know.
Yeah, man, we doing big things, man, and we gonna
okay,
actually do it. And
it's interesting. People don't even realize how much reading, how fun it is. And I know with myself, a lot of people are always like, "T, do you really read?" I love it because it does. Like with fiction that you know, the current pieces you've done, I've
mm-hmm.
seen they allow you to really use your imagination and create and go away to this world. And because it's all in your own head, just being guided by the you know by the storyline,
mm-hmm.
I became great friends. I become friends. They become my homies. Like
yeah, exactly.
What is she doing today? But Now, another thing I wanted to ask you, now, what's this about? Okay, because I'm a rock star. Like, I'm known to my crew for being like a rock star because I love to rock out, get on the dance floor, and just kill
the game. Oh, man, look, man, I seen you on a red carpet, man. You ain't got to say that to me. I already know.
Okay, so then what's this about the writers becoming the new rock star? Are you serious right now?
Yeah, man, I'm dead serious, man. You know, Authors Rock, that's my trademark, man. That's my slogan.
Authors Rock.
Yeah, Authors Rock, man. I mean, honestly, you know, I this is just my personal opinion, but, you know, writers, I believe our writers are the most underrated celebrities. You know, like when Obama's giving a speech or you know, some type of politician or even a celebrity reading a teleprompter at the Emmys, you know, it was written by a writer. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, writers, man, literally, man, you can write yourself to the White House.
I guess you're right, because when they went on strike not too long ago for television, shows got cut down.
It was a wrap. Like, you know, Hollywood was in shambles. You know, so once you definitely if you take into account, you know, your power, you feel what I'm saying? Like, we sell dreams for a living. You know, and it really depends on what you write, whether it's a column, a commentary, a novel, a self-help and motivation, whatever, a children's book, whatever the case may be. You know, you're providing information, you're collecting information, you're distributing data. You know, it's information, and information is the biggest product that you can sell. You know, ask your local preacher; he'll agree with you.
So, you guys, we are currently sitting here with book author Michael McGrew, listening and finding out about things literacy and writing. So if you want to get more information on Michael McGrew, definitely go to authorsrock2012.com. That's authors with an S, rock2012.com. Now, Michael, you have released Room 111. Tell us a little bit about this book.
Well, I can't mention Room 111 without acknowledging my co-author, Kisa Hakeem. We actually banded together and wrote, My Kind of Girl. I mean, I'm sorry, Room 111. It's based on actual events, you know, about the music industry and what artists truly endure when trying to obtain the faith, I mean, the fame and wealth in the music industry. So it's really, really in-depth, man. I'm really proud of this piece as well as she is. And, you know,
It's craziness going on. Okay, so for the listeners, real quick, you guys, if you have to get a chance to check out Room 111, we'll have to get it put on TiangeloLive.com. We're going to put it on the site. But, you guys, it's so much going on. We have the lead character. I'm going to pronounce his name wrong. What is his name? Rakim?
Raekwon.
Raekwon, yes. Raekwon, you guys, is the lead character in this piece. And I can't ruin the book for you because you have to see it yourself. But he is just... By the course of life, he's put into a situation where he gets the opportunity to become a celebrity, a music star. He gets in the game. It's going really well. But all of a sudden, they find out what it takes to really make it in the game. And all kinds of dramas and scandals unfold. You got drugs, sex, and rock and roll going on. And he ends up at a point where his career is in the pinnacle. Like, he's doing things. And now he want to take – well, okay, I can't tell what he want to take. But he want to take something, y'all. And it wasn't good what he wanted to take either. He wanted to take it,
man.
Though. He did. Okay, I had to tell him a little bit. I didn't give him too much, did I? I might have to give him too much.
Nah, man. You know, hey, man, your elevator pitch is far better than mine, man. I'm starting to think you ghost wrote it for me. But, you know,
I was getting into it.
Yeah, it's dead on, man. I mean, it's really not. I really, man, you know, Kisa and I, man, we really you know, put our heads together, man, and provide really, really good content. I mean, we take you from, you know, it's different levels of the game,
right.
You know. And artists, if you do pay attention, man, especially artists today, you know, they start off innocent, you know what I'm saying, from the Mickey Mouse Club all the way up. And, you know, they start off, you know, innocent, you know, eager to learn, eager to get in the game, eager to prove their natural talent.
Right.
But then, you know, they're sucked into this this lifestyle, and a lot of it is you know, fueled by drugs or you know, it's just the consequences, the repercussions, the trials and tribulations, you know, the social status, keeping up with the Joneses, the bad managers, you know, the corruption.
Yeah, a lot going
on. You know, behind the curtain. It's amazing, man. It's amazing.
That, yeah, you guys definitely, if you get a chance, you guys have to check out Room 111. It's a lot of fun. If you are not completely convinced from what me and Michael just shared with you, you can go to his website, authorsrock2012.com, and go to his books page, you guys, and there's a trailer there for that piece as well as for My Kind of Girl. So, Michael, I have to ask you, you guys, gentlemen, for the gentlemen out there, check out the trailer to My Kind of Girl, because the girl in My Kind of Girl trailer is bigger than a Snicker. Who is she?
That was an actress. That was an actress in Atlanta, man. You know, she
I knew it was Atlanta. Those thighs gave me Atlanta all day.
Yeah, she's cool, man. You know, she came out, she loved a book, man, and once I casted for it, you know, she pretty much was like, hey, anything you need me to do, you know, I'm down. So I just, you know, we sat down, I gave her the script, and it was, man, she did her thing.
She was beautiful. I'm just going to let you know I had to say that because that's what I thought when I saw it.
Appreciate it, man. I'll let her know, man. She's a aspiring actress too, man. So, you know, y'all might want to do an interview or something like that. She's definitely coming up in the world.
That's what's up. Now, on another note, on another take here, music, apparently literature, people like with acting and hosting, it seems like the world is really going indie. People have really taken their careers into their own hands. Why did you decide to release your projects independently?
Because, I mean, honestly, I believe a lot of people who shoot, you know, for the quick contract are people who really don't want to work. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just different elements involved. But when you surround yourself around, you know, professionals and business-oriented people or even knowledgeable people in the industry, it gives you more insight on how you can capitalize off of your talent in opposed to signing a contract and becoming a slave to someone else's, someone else's corporation.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean? So, I mean, your job is what you pay for. Your call is what you made for. So when I, started Legacy Publishing, you know, I had a full vision, marketing plan, business plan. And, you know, then pretty much after that, it was just acquiring the social group that I needed and necessary to, you know, push my agenda. And everything
right.
is falling in place because I know exactly what I'm looking for. So, honestly, I really, really encourage, you know, entrepreneurship and indie publishing, indie music, because, you know, the tools are out here, especially with living in a digital age, man. I mean,
mm-hmm.
now,
mm-hmm.
as far as music, man, you could make so much money, man, off of downloads and YouTube hits. Like, people pretty much nowadays judge your social status on how many friends on Facebook and how many followers
right.
on Twitter you have.
Right,
because,
right,
man,
right.
So, yeah, like, a friend of mine told me he approached a girl in the club, and he you know, bought her a drink, trying to holler at her and everything. First thing she asked him was how many friends he had on Facebook. I'm like, damn.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Like,
really? Like, what? Oh, really?
yeah. Like, I was shocked. He was just as shocked. I think he took the drink out of hand too afterwards. But I don't know.
Hey. Well, you know, what is this? Never mind. I had a thought for that, but I'm gonna keep that one to myself. So, with the industry, with the publishing industry, what is something that you see that you think is an issue in the industry? Something that's just not working very well.
Well. Okay, let's just say, for instance, you know, the urban market.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's the black market, black books, or urban fiction, urban life, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And, you know, when you look at the Amazon rank, you know, right now Quan is doing his thing. He just released a title, you know, Animal, which, you know, even though this is an interview about Room 111, you know, I'm just a real dude, and I appreciate, you know, professionals, you know, doing their thing and people who are still continuously, you know, pushing their craft. So big ups to Quan, you know, definitely a friend of mine, man, doing his thing in the industry. But, you know, one issue that I have personally is with, you know, like online book clubs, sort of like the Facebook book clubs, you know.
Okay.
If you advertise, this is basically around surrounding social media, you know, a lot of these book clubs, you know, they want so much for so little, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, they want you just okay. For instance, like okay, if you sell your book for $2.99, $3.99 or up, you know, they expect for you to, you know, kiss their behind and stay on the computer in their club. You know, sometimes you'll get a message, you know, I don't hardly see you on the forum as much. You always promoting. Well, if you know the business, that's my job. Like, it's
right.
not my job to sit here on a computer all day and socially interact with you all day. Like, I'm an author. What I do is I write for a living. And after that, I have to pay or outsource my work to complete my job, such as editors, book club, book cover designers, library Congress control numbers, distributors. There's a lot of work that's involved.
Right, the business behind it all. Right, the business behind it has to be done. And so they're just, again, they're just trying to pigeonhole you, putting you back inside those that more confined space that you're being independent is keeping you from having to be in.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, it's like, and then on top of that, it's like, let's break it down numerically. Okay, if I sell my book for $2.99 on an ebook now, you know, retail is $13.95, ebook is $2.99. So basically, per sale, that's $2.07 per book. You feel what I'm saying? So if I was to increase my price to $6.99 or $7.99, you know, my sales would decrease drastically for the simple fact that, you know, they expect for you to be some type of legend in order to pay $6.99, $7.99 for a book written by a black author. But you have, you know, world-renowned authors, you know, who are, you know, other nationalities, you feel what I'm saying, or other genres. Don't get me wrong, but I'm specifically speaking on the urban market. You know,
right.
You have to be a New York Times bestseller to sell your ebook for $9.99 and do exceptionally well. But, you know, for indie author, you know, they expect for your book to be 99 cents or $2.99. But then again, it's like, okay, if even if I do sell my book for $2.99, I mean, at least you could do is, you know, write a review on Amazon. You know what I mean? So
right,
and then a lot of authors, you know, they have the game messed up too because okay, let's talk about numbers. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, right. So, more importantly, that's what it's about.
Yeah, exactly. So if you you sell your book for $2.99, or even you have a lot of authors who sell a book for 99 cents because they're more focused on how many books they sold. Like it's you have to be retarded. You feel what I'm saying? to look on your Amazon reports on your digital text platform and get excited, you know, because you have 100 downloads, 300 to 400 downloads, but numerically. You still even though you sold 1,000 books, you still can't pay your T-Mobile bill
because the way it's all written out. Now, granted, that on that end, it might be unfortunate, you know, for them. But then, would you say that the African American culture aren't supporting the writers and not reading as much?
No. I wouldn't say that, man. When you go to Philly, Jersey, New York, Baltimore, D.C., even Atlanta. Man, they read, man. When I travel and I go to Jersey, I could sell two cases easy within 2 hours.
Because that's what I want you to believe. They'll tell you they're not reading. That's what they'll say.
Man, they read. Man, read, man. I mean, I know some females who read, you know, 6 books a week, man. And I mean novels. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's definitely out there, but it's really What bothers me is the independent stores now. See, once you understand the science of it, you know, then you'll understand why some authors are upset at the direction that it's going. Like right now, the digital industry, you know, it's like the Walmart effect. You know, if you're able to sell a Kindle Fire and you're selling these e-books for cheap, the convenience of it is gonna make your consumer gravitate towards purchasing that device a lot faster and easier than going out and purchasing a book from a traditional brick and mortar bookstore. So bookstores are closing on a daily basis.
Right.
So that's another black owned business that is forced to close because you want to save a dollar. You know what I mean?
And
so
it's the new trend. I guess that's where things are going. Is of course with the digital era. And it definitely does take away from one genre, but then would you say it opens a new one? Now the digital era, you know, it's a new thing.
Well, it's just now is instead of selling a good product and just having a good product, you know, at one time, man, you know, you can publish a book, get in contact with a few vendors, in New York, solicit your material, send maybe a review copy to a bookstore. And if your book was good, man, regardless if it was your first novel, your second novel, or third, you know, they would, you know, show some interest. And next thing you know, they sending you a purchase order because your product was good. You feel what I'm saying? But now, due to the digital age, it's kind of diluted the authenticity because now everybody thinks they're an author. So now you have to set yourself aside by building a strong brand now. You feel what I'm saying? So
now, everything's about branding.
Yeah, so now instead of having just a really good product and then branding yourself based on that product, now it's absolutely imperative that you brand yourself first and people like you first, then sell your product. So I wouldn't say it's a step backwards, but it's just, you know, the digital industry has definitely separated the men from the boys.
Well, you got to figure it out. So my last question is going to be, Michael, what is next for you? Where should the fans look forward to seeing you next?
Well, we'll be attempting to break the Guinness record in March of 2013. I won't be traveling until next year because, you know, all efforts and proceeds are going towards this particular event, which is a history making event. And you know, literacy is definitely on the priority list as far as, you know, promoting literacy, traveling, speaking engagements, really just getting on our political, and I say our because, you know, I'm represented by you know, Blackout Management. And then we have you know, few publicists, a great foundation of support, you know, to ensure that we'll break this record. And, you know, everything is just geared towards, you know, that particular short-term goal before we can push our agenda on becoming an imprint under a major publishing company, which will give us more leeway to signing authors and bigger distribution channels. So we have the next 2 years planned. But it's all strategic, you know. We have a vision board. We put it all together
and make it just map out smooth and transition very well.
Yeah, everything.
And for the signing, how many signatures are you looking to receive? How many for the book signing?
Well, my manager suggests that we don't, you know, give out that information because, you know,
you're
there might be
right.
Some underhandedness, you know what I'm saying?
You're probably right. I was just thinking, as soon as you told me 5,000, I would have set up a one across the street for 10,000. You're probably right.
I was
thinking it. You caught me.
See, look at you. Look at you, man. Look at you. It's all good.
Today's topic was the ugly truth, so I had to tell you. Sorry.
Oh, man. See, you know, I would have attended, too, and got a book signed, man, just to see how you was doing.
And the whole time, I was just trying to one-up you. Like, he got 5,000? Let me get 5,003.
Hey, well, you know what? It's just more publicity for us, man. It's all good.
That's what's up. Well, you guys, we are definitely sitting here with Michael McGrew, book author, recently released Room 111, a really great, fun story you guys want to check out. You can visit him at authorsrock2012.com and learn more about Michael McGrew and all things Authors Rock. Without further ado, I want to say thank you for coming to hang out, Michael. Big ups to realurbannews.com.
Oh, yeah.
Most deaf. Any final words?
Yeah, man. For anybody who wants to follow our progress, man, you can follow me on Twitter at Michael McGrew. Also, you know, like my fan page, too. It's a lot of good information, a lot of literary tips and all that good stuff, inspiring quotes and so forth to keep you going. You know, on Facebook.com/ Mike Sets Trends. And, you know, like all my other interviews, I like to end it with a mantra, and that's successful completion is the law of my life, and everything I do is successfully completed. Repeat that at least 2 or 3 times a day. Keep it moving every day and every way. We get better and better.
All right, Mike. Thanks for that one, you guys. We'll be right back after this.
All right.
Maria Jordan has published her children's book titled Kylie's Blossoms. Young Kylie and her teddy bear wander the woods behind their home in search of joy to bring home to their mom. Each episode of this colorful book will lift your spirits. Each page was designed with special attention to the details of the message. This children's adventure embraces joy and serenity as Kylie finds lessons to be learned in the safety of her familiar surroundings. Kylie's Blossoms is a bouquet of warmth to be treasured. Find Kylie's Blossoms on Amazon.com.
as long as you love me. As long as you love me. As long as you love me. Go under pressure. 7 billion people in the world trying to fit in. Keep it together. Smile on your face even though your heart is frowning. But hey now, you're no good. We both know it's a cruel world. But I will take my chance. As long as you love me. We could be starving. We could be homeless. We could be broke. As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum, I'll be your silver, I'll be your gold. As long as you love, la 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 la. Child on a singer. Don't stress, don't cry. What we don't need, no one to fight. Just take my hand. As long as you love me, we could be starving. We could be homeless. We could be broke. As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum. I'll be your silver. I'll be your gold.
This makes sense, but you're my hallelujah. Give me a time and place, I rendezvous it, I fly to it, I beat you there. Girl, you know I got you, us, trust. A couple things I can't spell without you. Now we on top of the world, cause that's just how we do. Used to tell me sky's the limit, now the sky's our point of view. Man, we stepping out like, whoa,
oh God.
Cameras point and shoot. Ask me what's my best side, I stand back and point at you. You, the one that I argue with. Feel like I need a new girl to be bothered with. But the grass ain't always greener on the other side. It's green where you water it, so I know we got issues, baby, true, true, true. But I'd rather work on this with you than to go ahead and start with someone new. As long as you love me.
We could be starving, we could be homeless, we could be broke. As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum, I'll be your silver, I'll be your gold. As long as you love me.
What's going on, everybody?
D'Angelo, ticket spot.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Ticket Spot.
Yo, 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 what it do, y'all? What's up? If you are just now tuning in, you just missed a great interview with book author Michael McGrew, who recently released Room 111, a really great, fun story full of drama and scandal. You guys have to check it out. There's, like, towards the end, it gets really good. When the climax, you know, kind of hits, and the lead character, I always pronounce his name wrong. I just did. I think I reinvented it myself when I was reading it. But anyhow, he is pushed to the limit, and it's crazy because his career was going so well.
He was even about to be, like, allowed to perform at the inaugural ball. Like, it was going big time. And then, okay. I'll tell a story, y'all. I will tell a story. So I'm going to leave y'all alone, but definitely check out authorsrock2012.com. Also, I'm going to have to get the book uploaded to TangeloLive.com as well, so you guys check it out there. TangeloLive.com will have 111 placed there as well. Oh, my goodness. So I'm so flustered that I didn't see the debate. I was starting to think, though, would I have watched the whole 90-minute program? I'm probably better off just going now and seeing a little clips afterwards. What y'all think? Yeah, I see some head shaking. That's probably the best bet. Before this worked, you guys, I totally did try to start it, and I went and put it up last night after I got back from the gym. It was kind of late. And all I saw was the lead, I guess the host dude, give the rules on what you could and couldn't do and what the topics were. And then he told them to take their places. And then I saw they had on one had on a red tie, one had on a blue tie, and they walked to their podium. That's all I saw. I woke up, my computer had died. So apparently I was tired. So anyhow, that's all I had to say about that. You guys, I want to just make sure I advocate to vote. Voting time for the presidency is coming up. I don't care if you vote for Romney or if you vote for Obama. It is your opinion and your business. I just want us all to get out there and vote, you guys. It is that time of year. You only have to do a presidential voting once every 4 years. So if you don't do any other voting, make sure you at least find out who's going to be running your country, because it affects all of us greatly. I don't know if you've heard, but Michael did mention those gas prices. Yeah, that kind of comes from high up, just FYI. Other than that, you guys, remember October 28th is the author's table, which is going to be one of the first book signings with Minning, book discussion and signing, luncheon, if you will, because there will be all those things going on there, that Changelo Live will be putting together with a charitable organization. So we'll give you guys more details on that with the vets, things, and such. Excuse me. I've been doing pretty well with all that going on. Womp, womp, womp. You guys, don't forget, you have the Change Your Life Facebook page. I really love your support. You're awesome. And I guess, you guys, that's about it. Anything wild and crazy going on? Not that I can think of. Well, I'm going to get out of here because I have to get myself ready for a night of dining and dinner, and I don't know what I'm going to wear. But I'll have to catch you guys up on Facebook so you guys can be there with me, alrighty? Until next time, this has been a great journey. I am your host, T'Angelo, and remember to live life to the fullest. Just live. I'm gone.
Mr. Boys, welcome to the kicker spot. Mr. Boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
EOTM. Got it going on. There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching steam and heat. We have a PR that gets you on TV. Don't let this pass you, cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around. We can always be found. Got the net locked down, so you'll always have it on. We got the VJs, they can put you on the wave. So go ahead.
OTMRadio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM. Got it going on.
Maria Jordan has published her children's book titled Kylie's Blossoms. Young Kylie and her teddy bear wander the woods behind their home in search of joy to bring home to their mom. Each episode of this colorful book will lift your spirits. Each page was designed with special attention to the details of the message. This children's adventure embraces joy and serenity as Kylie finds lessons to be learned in the safety of her familiar surroundings. Kylie's Blossoms is a bouquet of warmth to be treasured. Find Kylie's Blossoms on Amazon.com.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Everybody knows me, or at least they will. Just give it another week until I get my name in life. Get it wrapped up tight with my face on a magazine. I know what you're thinking, it's a long shot. But wait till you see just what I got to show you. I'll blow you away. 'Cause now I think it's time for a brand new start. I won't stop until I reach the top and be the cover of Steve's dream. I'll be at the Grammys or the CMAs. They call my name and then I'll say I've made it, 'cause I've waited all my life. I'm making my mark on history.
check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.